This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian regional governor Wednesday admitted the nation's fighters battling Russian troops in the key eastern city of Severodonetsk may be forced to retreat. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hayday insisted the Ukrainians are still fighting for every centimeter of the city. An urban battle for Severodonetsk is indicative of the inch-by-inch advance by Russian forces as they close in on control of the entire Luhansk region. Along with Donetsk, it's one of the two that make up the industrial heartland known as the Donbas. Meanwhile, in Turkey's capital, Ankara, Wednesday, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is trying to broker a deal that would reopen Ukraine's ports and allow grain shipments out. Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn, and sunflower oil, but the war and a Russian blockade of its ports have halted much of that flow, endangering global food supplies. Following talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday, Cavusoglu told reporters a United Nations plan for creating a grain corridor to carry Ukrainian agricultural products out was feasible. Cavusoglu said the plan required negotiations between Moscow and Kyiv. There was no Ukrainian representative at the Ankara meeting, but reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA Ukraine is wary of such a deal.
In terms of Ukrainian side, I can say that Ukraine is very much interested in resolving this problem, but at the same time, Ukraine is very careful about the safe corridor because Ukraine is afraid that Russia could use it as, you know, for military attack on Odessa in particular. So this would be a certain humanitarian operation, definitely under UN and other international organizations.
This is VOA News. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Wednesday said Russia's war in Ukraine and the energy and food crisis it has worsened will severely drag down global economic growth and drive up inflation this year. A Paris-based group said China's zero-COVID policy that has scrambled manufacturing supply chains is also weighing on the world economy that was starting to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the latest institution to slash its growth forecast, underscoring the dimming economic outlook in the world. The World Bank issued a similar forecast Tuesday. The OECD expects the global economy to expand 3% in 2022, down from the 4.5% it had predicted in December. Inflation is forecast at nearly 9% for the organization's 38 member countries, nearly double the previous estimate. Former U.S. Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sexual abuse from convicted sports doctor Larry Nassar. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
No dispute, FBI agents in 2015 knew that Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but the agents failed to act, leaving Nassar free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. The approximately 90 claimants include Olympic gold medalists Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney. The FBI declined to comment in April when a smaller batch of claims was filed, referring instead to Director Christopher Wray's remarks to Congress last year, where he apologized and called the failure inexcusable. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union's law enforcement agency said Wednesday Spanish authorities have dismantled two major drug trafficking networks that used corrupt police officers as part of operations to ship tons of cocaine and hashish into Western Europe. Europol said in a statement that 61 people were arrested, including five Spanish Civil Guard officers, one national police officer, and a customs employee. The operation broke up two Spanish gangs, the Tangier clan and the Sur clan, believed responsible for smuggling more than 16 metric tons of cocaine and 150 metric tons of hashish across the Strait of Gibraltar into Spain for distribution in Europe. The drugs were hidden in shipments of tomatoes and melons. The agency said the gangs paid off police and customs officers so the drugs weren't intercepted upon entering Spain. The operation was a result of 18 months of investigations by Spanish forces in collaboration with Europol's Financial and Economic Crime Group, which sent two teams to Spain in May. Repeating this hour's top story, a Ukrainian regional governor Wednesday admitted the nation's forces battling troops in the eastern city of Severodonetsk may be forced to retreat. Reporting for your remote, I'm Jeff Custer.